Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 118. Stop anticipating. Show up. Stop anticipating. Show up. This is a message about the power that you have within you to prophesize. And if one is not mindful, one can forestall their abundance. To anticipate literally means to take before, to look forward, as in advancing or sending an advance message, transmit, to expect, as in to look out, again, looking for something as likely to occur before it even has. We make a supposition, we guess what we believe is going to appear. And anticipate also means to forestall. And this is the message I really want you to get, because forestall is a move towards the future in advance. Forestall means to literally ambush. Ambush. And I share with you, to anticipate is to ambush your good, to prevent it by doing something beforehand. And what are we doing beforehand? We are looking ahead. We are anticipating. We are acting in advance. And if we're not careful, this word forestall has really, as the word ambush implies, a very negative implication. You see, however we think sends an emotional, almost like electric feeling to our body, and we secure that thought as real, and our subconscious and the divine source always wants to make us right, and so it will help create, bring forth, manifest what we are focusing on. It's a mind-body-spirit connection. And so if you are anticipating, unknowingly, you are ambushing what you want. Because when we anticipate, we are looking to the future based on the past. And that brings up a feeling that anchors us in the past and forestalls the future we really want. The future of peace, harmony, and prosperity. After all, we really all want love, and all those words are aspects of love. We all want to receive the gifts of being children of God. But when we anticipate, we have an expectation of something that is less than what we want, or the opposite of what we want. We create in our mind what we fear, and that is the danger in anticipating. That is how we forestall. We put on hold the future we are promised in the now. And without realizing us, most of us are doing this all day long. We live in fear. A friend says something to us, and we believe we read into it messages that, I don't know what happened. They must not like me. I don't know why they don't like me. How could this be? I thought we were such good friends. And before you know it, you're living in the energy of, I guess we're not such good friends. And that becomes your new truth. Something, visually speaking, seems to shut the door on you. You made a loss. You received a loss. In this economic time, you may have literally lost your job. But that does not mean that you are a bad person and you are not worthy and that you may not attract more peace, harmony, and prosperity. It's really not about you at all. And so before you go there, and before you anticipate all these things because of something that happened to you, or you feel happened to you, and you read into it, we are told to stop. Catch yourself. Be mindful where your thoughts and therefore your feelings travel. And we're told, show up. Simply be. Show. To be seen. Arise with a clear, quiet mind. Stop that mind chatter. It will advance you exactly where you do not want to be. The place to be is arrive with a clear, quiet, if you can imagine, a quiet, like empty mind. You're brilliant, but keep the mind chatter out. When we go into meditation, is to connect with divine source and be quiet and only allow God's voice to speak through us. The voice of peace, love, confirmation, affirmation, empowerment, inspired thoughts. All the rest are thoughts of the ego personality. They are not real. Whenever you are in the past or the future, you are not here in the now. If you're not here in the now, you are not attuned to your divine source. You are living from your ego, and you are bound to ambush the gifts of peace, harmony, and abundance, prosperity, that are yours right now. You are preventing your future. Anticipating is about looking to the future. But when we anticipate from this place, anticipation, this place that's based on thinking, based on fear, we are preventing our good. So the place to be is to be mindful when you do it. Don't get upset with yourself when you do it, because that'll just anchor it that much more. It raises the emotion. Simply catch it. Stop it. Cancel clear. Forgive yourself for going there. Be gentle, sweet, and loving. Be mindful of your thoughts. And shift in the moment to simply be. Show up, arrive with a clear, open, loving heart. And be willing to discover the gift in this present moment. That is being your superior self. And I use the word superior intentionally because to show up means at the highest, really from the way we speak about it, is showing up is being superior to. And that's really being superior to your other self, your ego self. So be willing to be superior to your ego self and simply be in the now, show up, stay in this love space. Have fun with that one. I really know it will take some real awareness on each of our parts. It's just such a habit. And yet, you can do this. And the result is outstanding. For you will start attracting exactly what you really want instead of forestalling, preventing, cutting off before it could ever happen. Be at peace, dear ones. Show up. Let's use this message as we go into meditation today and allow ourselves to really be one with this spirit, to show up truly in a space of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be our true, magnificent self. I invite you now to go inside. Simply breathe. Use your breath as your vehicle to connect with your God presence, the core of your being. Breathe nice, long, slow breaths. Conscious breaths that allow you to go deeper and deeper inside. And we do this so easily, noticing the light inside, focusing our attention on this light inside as we breathe into the light. And as you do, notice the color. See this light expand. Feel the light pulsating through you as you find yourself drawn closer and closer to this light inside, at the core of your being. There you go. And as you approach this light, notice it's as if a door opens and you pass through, and there's even more brilliance at the next level. Allow yourself to be drawn to this new place, this deeper place, the core of your being. See that light spinning, pulsating, vibrating. Feel it as it reaches out, passes through, cleanses and heals every cell and atom of your being. The building blocks of your being. And in each cell and atom, it leaves its essence. It feeds every cell and atom with this divine vibration, this energy of the highest source. Feel yourself being fed from the most clear, pristine spring, the highest minerals, vitamins, and you're just soaking it up, so happy to receive, knowing you're well and whole, and you have come to the most valuable gold mine, it seems. These nutrients are like gold, pure and high energy, radiating pure high energy. You are soaking it up and feel so blessed, so alive, knowing you are one with this life force, this divine life force, this superior energy, the highest energy of all. Feel this love that fills every cell and atom of your being, every fiber, every blood vessel, every capillary, every artery, every organ, pumping right now through your heart. Feel that energy. Feel that love. See and feel it making the circuit throughout your entire body, penetrating every cell and atom of your being with this light, with this energy, with this love. All that's come before had nothing to do with now. What anyone else has ever said about you has nothing to do with now. Now you're fed from the superior wellspring of divine love. And you are one with this divine love energy. You are here right now. So we forgive ourselves ever believing another. Even if the thought seemed to come from us, we picked it up somewhere, from someone, sometime. It was a learned response. Let it go. Whatever was said before, simply see it right now, dissolved, snipped away, and see this new energy. See the mind, body, and spirit connected to this now energy pulsating through you. The energy of yes, I am. Yes, I can. It is done. All I need to do is show up. Yes. 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 All is for my good. I am blessed. It is all under grace now. All is well. See that circuit in you now. That every cell and atom is fed this nutrition. Yes, I am. Yes, it is done. All is well now. Be one. Be one with this thought, this truth, this feeling. Feel yes, like an exclamation point. With peace. There's a knowingness with peace. For this knowingness is not from the ego that's make-believe and forced and contrived. This is yes from divine source. So there's a peace that goes with it, not just rah, rah, rah. There's a yes with a strong affirmation of truth. Yes, I am. I am one with divine source. I am a child of God, and I am a receiver of all that is for the highest good now. Yes, I am. It is done. God's plan is done now through me. It is done. Yes, I am. It is done. All is well. How else could it be? All of God's inspired thoughts, intentions, and truths. Your whole reason to be here is for good. All is well. So whatever happens when you show up, you are to see the cup as half full find out what is so great about it. See the truth as God intended. Bless it. Thank it. And then take your next step. Then advance as the light inside guides you. Yes, I am. It is done. All is well. Live with this truth. This is love. This is showing up with love in your mind, body, and spirit. This is the activation of all that you are now. Infinite peace, harmony, and prosperity. Stay in this vibration. Know this is the truth, and all else is simply the mind run amok, yours and others. Allow your truth to materialize now. Be at peace. Say yes, I am. It is done. All is well. Feel that glowing inside of you, feeding every thought, every fiber of your being. This is the spirit to speak from, act from, to live from, to feel from, eat from, to see from. I am. Yes, I am. It is done. All is well. Take an extra moment to breathe into your heart center and feel yourself anchored in yes, I am. All is well. It is done. Yes, I am. It is done. All is well. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It is done. It is done. All is well. Feel that peace. Know that whatever is harmonized with this truth, inside and outside of you. And all is well. Mind, body, and spirit. Within you, outside of you, about anything that you focus your attention on. Even wherever you go and not aware, just staying present. That air is within you. That is like your new DNA. And that is what you attract, no matter where you show up. Be in that space now. Feel that energy vibrating in you now. Feel this blessing. As we come back to nice, slow, gentle breaths, deep, slow, gentle breaths. As we raise our awareness and bring the truth of our being back to our everyday living under grace. Become aware, dear ones, of the sensation in your hands. Simply wiggle your fingers and your feet and your toes and wiggle them too. And the top of your head, gently sway it. Welcome back. Welcome back to live your truth. Yes, I am. It is done. All. as well. Breathe that truth. Stay in this place. And if something else should cross your mind, simply shake it off like a duck who gets wet in a rainstorm, shakes it off, and that stuff simply rolls off its back and goes back to the nothingness from where it came, under grace. And you are whole and you are well. You are divine love. To anchor this feeling, this truth in us, we call on Carla, invite her to tone with us now. We are children of God, filled with light, peace, harmony, prosperity, balance, and joy, under grace. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. You are, it is done. All is well. Infinite blessings. Namaste.